two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Usually 777 means you hit the jackpot.
I don't know what that sound is. Never heard it before.
You got to get to Las Vegas once in a while, Dave.
I've been to Vegas. I'm just saying, nobody ever wins in Vegas.
But in this case, it's the case of seven firearms found in seven carry-on bags in seven straight days at the Salt Lake International Airport, which makes no one lucky.
No.
No winners.
Seven firearms in 7 days at the International Airport. Okay, guys, stop carrying your guns into the airport. Have you not ever been to the airport before? When was the last time you were nabbed for something by the TSA? Your turn to talk. Tell us about the crazy stuff you tried to slip past TSA. Did they catch you? 801-575-7668.
We'll be hearing your stories and taking your phone calls in the next 10 minutes. But we've got Lori Dankers right now. She's the spokesperson for the TSA. She's on the line with us. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So give us some details on how these guns were found at the Salt Lake International Airport. People try to sneak them through in their carry-on luggage.
Well, you know, we all know what it's like to go to the airport, to go through the security checkpoint, and people often become impatient, thinking that it's a waste of time. But as you can see, all seven of these firearms were discovered during the routine screening of carry-on luggage right through the security checkpoints at SLC. And for 7 days straight, our officers found a gun in a passenger's carry-on luggage, and that was really quite a streak. I've never seen anything quite like it.
And I'm just shaking. Debbie and I are both shaking our heads. Like, how does this happen? When you do see a gun, what happens? I mean, is this full-on panic mode when you see a gun come through?
Absolutely. It's not full-on panic mode because we don't want to alarm the passengers. So when they see, our officers see the image of a firearm on the X-ray screen, they actually cease all screening and immediately notify law enforcement. In this case, that's the Salt Lake City Police Airport Bureau. Law enforcement responds to the checkpoint immediately. They would remove the firearm from the X-ray tunnel. They also will take the passenger out of the security checkpoint and question them away from the other passengers. And so if you're traveling around that time that a firearm is found, it's a fairly calm and routine process. But the gun and the passenger will be removed so that our officers can continue the screening of the other passengers. And that happened in every one of these cases. We stopped the screening. Now, many of these were found in the morning hours, and we know that that's a peak departure time. So anytime we find a firearm or any type of prohibited item, it slows the screening down for everybody. So we're really trying to get the word out. Don't bring your guns and your carry-on, and think about what else is in your bag that may not be allowed.
Seven firearms found in seven carry-on bags in seven straight days at the Salt Lake International Airport got Dave and I talking, and Dave and I wondering if Lori Dankers, the spokesperson for the TSA, would join us live. And sure enough, she just called in to talk about this situation that's been going on. I'm wondering what happens to the individuals who are nabbed with the guns. It doesn't sound like you tossed them in jail.
So that's really up to law enforcement's discretion, what happened to these passengers. I know that they talk to them. They run a criminal background check on them. And what steps they take is up to them and their discretion and their policies. However, I can tell you what TSA does is we collect information on the incident, and we send that back to our headquarters offices, where they have the ability to levy a civil penalty against the traveler. And the penalty goes from about $2,000 up to $10,250. That passenger will also most likely lose their firearm. It'll be confiscated. It'll be taken from them. And so it's an expensive mistake. It's inconvenient. And I can tell you that it's not one that you want to make.
That's interesting. They do take the firearm. You'd never get that back.
Well, and that would be up to the law enforcement's discretion. But I can tell you, in reading reports about firearm fines and what law enforcement does, frequently they do keep them. Now, there may be some circumstance where they don't, but I can tell you that, you know, we're going to really test the system. Yeah, I want to stress that even though there's these firearms coming to the airport, we don't think that these incidents are related in any way. We don't want the public to worry. We don't think there's a threat to public safety. But let me add that any time that you're a gun owner, you carry a gun, you really need to remember the first rule of firearm safety, and that is know where your gun is at all times. And we know there's certain places where guns should not be brought, and that includes airports, schools are another area. Just think about where you are, whether you have a firearm with you, and if you do, make sure that you package that properly. Ironically, you could travel with a firearm on a commercial aircraft. It just needs to be unloaded and put in a locked, hard-sided case, declared to the airline, placed in your checked baggage. They'll fly in the belly of the aircraft so no one has access to that, and you'd pick it up at your destination. So please, don't bring it in your carry-on.
So you caught all of these individuals, these seven people. I believe I did the gender count, Lori. It was five men and two women. over the course of 7 days at the Salt Lake International Airport, was there any evidence or information that led authorities to believe that these people intended to bring these guns through, or was it just simply, oh, we forgot they were in our carry-ons?
Well, that's really up to law enforcement, because they are the ones that did talk to them. I could tell you that routinely people say that they forgot the firearm was in their bag. And as I pointed out, that is really not an excuse. They need to know that their firearm is there, because I can tell you that nearly every one of these was loaded, and several of these had one in the chamber.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And we had someone who even had 97 rounds of ammunition. Now, interestingly, that firearm was unloaded, but they had plenty of ammunition with it. And so that's why we take time to look at everybody's bag to make sure there's nothing in there that would get through that would compromise the security of the traveling public. And that's why those processes are in place, and our officers are working hard to keep the traveling public secure when they go from point A to point B. You know, whether it's you or someone you care about, a family member or a friend, we want everybody to get to their destination safely at the end of the day. And that's why we do what we do every single day.
Lori, I will never again ever say anything about long lines. You guys are dealing with way more. I'll just sit, wait my turn, and I'll be patient.
Well, you have a great team there at Salt Lake City. Yeah, you never know. I mean, there's times where I'll bring out some of the items that people have brought to the security checkpoint, whether it be power tools or knives or machetes, and people are pretty shocked by that. You know, you may not do that, but people around you may be doing that. So we're on the lookout. So thank you for bringing attention to it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, guys, machetes. Those are off limits as well. They don't want to have to confiscate everything. But thank you so much. You Debbie, what a story. Holy cow. Seven firearms found in seven different carry-on bags, seven straight days at Salt Lake. That's not a streak you want, guys.
So when's the last time you were stopped at the TSA? Dave's wasn't for a gun. Mine wasn't for a gun. But I'll tell you what our stories were, what we got stopped for. And let's get your calls. 801-575-7668. It's your turn to talk. What did the TSA stop you for?
Dave and Dujanovic. Are you asking for Dave and Debbie everywhere?
Just say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
And stream them on your phone. The KSL News Radio app. Dave and Dujanovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Usually 777 means you hit the jackpot.
I don't know what that sound is. Never heard it before.
You got to get to Las Vegas once in a while, Dave.
I've been to Vegas. I'm just saying, nobody ever wins in Vegas.
But in this case, it's the case of 7 firearms found in 7 carry-on bags in 7 straight days at the Salt Lake International Airport, which makes no one lucky.
No.
No winners.
7 firearms in 7 days at the International Airport. Okay, guys, stop carrying your guns into the airport. Have you not ever been to the airport before? When was the last time you were nabbed for something by the TSA? Your turn to talk. Tell us about the crazy stuff you tried to slip past TSA. Did they catch you? 801-575-7668.
We'll be hearing hearing your stories and taking your phone calls in the next 10 minutes. But we've got Lori Dankers right now. She's the spokesperson for the TSA. She's on the line with us. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So give us some details on how these guns were found at the Salt Lake International Airport. People try to sneak them through in their carry-on luggage.
Well, you know, we all know what it's like to go to the airport, to go through the security checkpoint, and people often become impatient, thinking that it's a waste of time. But as you can see, all 7 of these firearms were discovered during the routine screening of carry-on luggage right through the security checkpoints at SLC. And for 7 days straight, our officers found a gun in a passenger's carry-on luggage, and that was really quite a streak. I've never seen anything quite like it.
And I'm just shaking. Debbie and I are both shaking our heads. Like, how does this happen? When you do see a gun, what happens? I mean, is this full-on panic mode when you see a gun come through?
Absolutely. It's not full-on panic mode because we don't want to alarm the passengers. So when they see, our officers see the image of a firearm on the X-ray screen, they actually cease all screening and immediately notify law enforcement. In this case, that's the Salt Lake City Police Airport Bureau. Law enforcement responds to the checkpoint immediately. They would remove the firearm from the X-ray tunnel. They also will take the passenger out of the security checkpoint and question them away from the other passengers. And so if you're traveling around that time that a firearm is found, it's a fairly calm and routine process. But the gun and the passenger will be removed so that our officers can continue the screening of the other passengers. And that happened in every one of these cases. We stopped the screening. Now, many of these were found in the morning hours, and we know that that's a peak departure time. So anytime we find a firearm or any type of prohibited item, it slows the screening down for everybody. So we're really trying to get the word out. Don't bring your guns and your carry-on, and think about what else is in your bag that may not be allowed.
7 firearms found in 7 carry-on bags in 7 straight days at the Salt Lake International Airport got Dave and I talking, and Dave and I wondering if Lori Dankers, the spokesperson for the TSA, would join us live. And sure enough, she just called in to talk about this situation that's been going on. I'm wondering what happens to the individuals who are nabbed with the guns. It doesn't sound like you tossed them in jail.
So that's really up to law enforcement's discretion, what happened to these passengers. I know that they talk to them. They run a criminal background check on them. And what steps they take is up to them and their discretion and their policies. However, I can tell you what TSA does is we collect information on the incident, and we send that back to our headquarters offices, where they have the ability to levy a civil penalty against the traveler. And the penalty goes from about $2,000 up to $10,250. That passenger will also most likely lose their firearm. It'll be confiscated. It'll be taken from them. And so it's an expensive mistake. It's inconvenient. And I can tell you that it's not one that you want to make.
That's interesting. They do take the firearm. You'd never get that back.
Well, and that would be up to the law enforcement's discretion, but I can tell you in reading reports about firearm fines and what law enforcement does, frequently they do keep them. Now, there may be some circumstance where they don't, but I can tell you that you don't want to really test the system. Yeah, I want to stress that even though there's these firearms coming to the airport, we don't think that these incidents are related in any way. We don't want the public to worry. We don't think there's a threat to public safety. But let me add that any time that you're a gun owner, you carry a gun, you really need to remember the first rule of firearm safety, and that is know where your gun is at all times. And we know there's certain places where guns should not be brought, and that includes airports, schools, or another area. Just think about where you are, whether you have a firearm with you, and if you do, make sure that you package that properly. ironically, could travel with a firearm on a commercial aircraft. It just needs to be unloaded and put in a locked, hard-sided case declared to the airline, placed in your checked baggage. They'll fly in the belly of the aircraft so no one has access to that, and you'd pick it up at your destination. So please, don't bring it in your carry-on.
So you caught all of these individuals, these seven people. I believe that I did the gender count, Lori. It was five men and two women. Course of 7 days at the Salt Lake International Airport, was there any evidence or information that led authorities to believe that these people intended to bring these guns through, or was it just simply, we forgot they were in our carry-ons?
Well, that's really up to law enforcement, because they are the ones that did talk to them. I could tell you that routinely people say that they forgot the firearm was in their bag. And as I pointed out, that is really not an excuse. They need to know that their firearm is there, because I can tell you that nearly every one of these was loaded. And several of these had one in the chamber.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And we had someone who even had 97 rounds of ammunition. Now, interestingly, that firearm was unloaded, but they had plenty of ammunition with it. And so that's why we take time to look at everybody's bag to make sure there's nothing in there that would get through that would compromise the security of the traveling public. And that's why those processes are in place, and our officers are working hard to keep the traveling public secure when they go from point A to point B. You know, whether it's you or someone you care about, a family member or a friend, we want everybody to get to their destination safely at the end of the day. And that's why we do what we do every single day.
Lori, I will never again ever say anything about long lines. You guys are dealing with way more. I'll just sit, wait my turn, and I'll be patient.
Well, you have a great team there at Salt Lake City. Yeah, you never know. I mean, there's times where I'll bring out some of the items that people have brought to the security checkpoint, whether it be power tools or knives or machetes, and people are pretty shocked by that. You know, you may not do that, but people around you may be doing that. So we're on the lookout. So thank you for bringing attention to it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, guys, machetes, those are off limits as well. They don't want to have to confiscate everything. But thank you so much. Debbie, what a story. Holy cow. Seven firearms found in seven different carry-on bags, seven straight days at Salt Lake. That's not a streak you want, guys.
So when's the last time you were stopped at the TSA? Dave's wasn't for a gun. Mine wasn't for a gun. But we'll tell you what our stories were, what we got stopped for. And let's get your calls. 801-575-7668. It's your turn to talk. What did the TSA stop you for?
Dave and Dujanovic. Are you asking for Dave and Debbie everywhere?
Just say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
And stream them on your phone. The KSL News Radio app.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.